The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Taf Pei Beis. The Gemara over here brings the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, Asher Yerusha Avisecha V'Yirishta, Yerusha Rishayin Oshniya Yesh Lahen, Oshlishis Ein Lahen. What does this mean? We know that Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha. Many halachas of Eretz Yisrael, there are specific halachas that are dependent on the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, that are dependent on the land of Eretz Yisrael, Trumas and Maestras, Shvias, all the halachas that depend on the land of Eretz Yisrael depend on Eretz Yisrael having a form of Kedusha. How does Eretz Yisrael have Kedusha? So the Gemara says, when Klal Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, enter Eretz Yisrael, they imbued Eretz Yisrael with this Kedusha, that was the Yerusha, and their inhabiting the land caused Eretz Yisrael to receive Kedusha, and therefore the halachas of Trumas and Maisus and all these halachas apply. Rabbi Yossi says that Yerusha Rishonu Shnia Yeshlan Shlishis Eimlan means that Yerushalayim, the first time Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael during the time of Yehoshua ben Nun, that caused Eretz Yisrael to get Kedusha. Yehoshua ben Nun with the Bnei Yisrael were Mekadish Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, the halachas mitzvah tuyis ba'aretz that depend on Eretz Yisrael were noyig min ha'Torah at that time. When the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, Bnei Yisrael were sent into Galus, they left Eretz Yisrael, then the Kedusha was cancelled, was nullified. Eretz Yisrael did not retain its Kedusha. Later on, during the times of the second Beit HaMikdash, Rashi says, Bimei Ezra, they came back to Eretz Yisrael, and they started a new Kedusha. Eretz Yisrael acquired a new Kedusha, that was the Yerusha Shniyah. However, Rabbi Yossi says, this Yerusha Shniyah is different than the Yerusha Rishayinah. Whereas the Yerusha Rishayinah was dependent on Bnei Yisrael staying in Eretz Yisrael, and once they went into Golus, the Kedusha evaporated. However, the second Kedusha lasts forever. And therefore, even after the Churban Bayis Sheni, after the second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, and the Bnei Yisrael were eventually exiled, and they were sent to Golus, and they did not remain in Eretz Yisrael, still, the Eretz Yisrael retained its Kedusha, and therefore, until today, there still will be Kedusha, according to this opinion. Now, the question is, why is there a difference between the Yerusha, the Kibush Rishon, the first time that Eretz Yisrael got its Kedusha, where Rav Yossi says that the Kedusha did not stay after Bnei Yisrael left? And why do we say by the second Kedusha that the second Kedusha was retained even after Bnei Yisrael left, even after it went into Golus? What is the difference between the first Kedusha and the second Kedusha? There must be some sort of difference. If there wouldn't be a difference, why would one Kedusha fall off and the other Kedusha would not? So we find that the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Vav Halacha Tezayin, discusses this issue. And the Rambam says that basically there are two different ways to create the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. He says that during the times of Yehoshua ben Nun, the Kedusha was created because Bnei Yisrael conquered Eretz Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael went and they fought battles, Muhammad, and there was a Kibush Rabbim. Bnei Yisrael as a nation as a whole conquered all of the entire Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Eretz Yisrael received Kedusha because of the fact that they conquered it. And they gained ownership of the land through that. And that was the Kedusha. However, since the Kedusha came about because they conquered it, because they kicked other people out, and they became theirs, therefore, once the Bnei Yisrael, they themselves were forced to leave Eretz Yisrael, that Kedusha would not stay. The Kedusha was only so long as the Bnei Yisrael themselves were the owners of Eretz Yisrael. However, the second time, during the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, Bnei Yisrael, when they came back and they made Eretz Yisrael Kaddish, they gave it Kedusha, it's not because they kicked everyone else out and they conquered it. In fact, they didn't have the power to kick other people out. So the second time, they only were able to be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael. They gave it Kedusha because of they were actually inhabiting it, because of Chazakah. The same way there's a concept of a Kinyan Chazakah in Halacha, that by living on the land and showing your ownership, you show that you take possession of the land. So too, that was the way that Bnei Yisrael, they so to speak, owned Eretz Yisrael and they gave its Kedusha because they lived there. And therefore, the Rambam says that type of Kedusha does not fall off so easily, and therefore that Kedusha will be retained until today. In Tosfos, over here in our Gemara, we find that Tosfos makes an interesting distinction between the Kibbutz Rishon, the first time that Eretz Yisrael was conquered, and the second time that Eretz Yisrael was conquered, which quite possibly could depend on the manner in which Eretz Yisrael was conquered and the Kedusha began. Tosfos at the end, Tosfos brings in the name of the Ri, Tosfos says that the Kedusha Rishonu, the Tosfos says, encompassed the entire Eretz Yisrael. The second time that Bnei Yisrael came and they went up, and they conquered, they mekadesh, and they lived in Eretz Yisrael. Tosfos says, "Lehoil choyvolahem lekadesh is kol Eretz Yisrael." They would not have the obligation to give the entire Eretz Yisrael kedusha. And Tosfos brings a proof from the Gemara and Chulin that they were not mekadesh the entire Eretz Yisrael. Certain parts of Eretz Yisrael received kedusha, and certain parts did not receive kedusha. Tosfos says it's not that there were certain parts they were obligated to give Kedusha and certain parts they were not obligated. Tosfos says if they had wanted, they didn't have to give any part of Eretz Yisrael Kedusha. It was up to them, it was up to, under their discretion, that they were able to say, we want this part to have Kedusha and these parts to not have Kedusha. That's what Tosfos says. Now, the question is, this is true by the second Beis HaMikdash. The second Kedusha, Tosfos says clearly that the Kedusha, according to the Rambam, we explained, the Kedusha was done because they lived there. The Kedusha was based on Chazaka. And Tosfos says this Kedusha was subjective. Had they wanted to, they could make a certain area Kaddish, and the area they don't want to become Kaddish will not become Kaddish. The question is, in the first time, when Yeshua conquered Eretz Yisrael, and the Rambam says that the way Eretz Yisrael became Kaddish was because it was conquered, and the entire Eretz Yisrael was conquered, what does that mean? Does that mean also that do we say that each area, each Amah al Amah, every single square foot of Eretz Yisrael needed to be conquered individually, and because each area was conquered, therefore it gets Kedusha? But if there would be an area that they left out and they didn't conquer, that area would not get Kedusha? Or no, do we say that since in general Eretz Yisrael was conquered, in this area we consider Eretz Yisrael one big unit, and we say that as long as Bnei Yisrael conquered a great part, an area of Eretz Yisrael, that automatically gives the entire Eretz Yisrael Kiddush? That's the question which we'd like to discuss. What is the halacha in such a case? So in fact, there is actually a very, very large discussion on the matter. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in Kovitz Aris over here in Yevamos brings a Rashi. Rashi in Parashas Maaseh. We know the Psukim in Parashas Maaseh discuss the Gevulos, the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael over there, the Psukim say, there are specific borders, and the Pasuk goes specifically through all the different parts, the different sides of Eretz Yisrael, and says these are the borders of Eretz Yisrael. What difference does it make for me to know where the borders of Eretz Yisrael are? Why is it important to know where the borders are? So Rashi over there in Parashas Maaseh, Rashi al HaTorah, in the Chumash, explains that the reason it's important for me to know where the borders of Eretz Yisrael are, so Rashi says, I have to know which parts of Eretz Yisrael I have to be makpid for. Mitzvah Satzluiz Varetz, for Trumos and Maestros and Shias, all these halachas depend on Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, I have to keep them. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, I do not have to keep them. Therefore, Rashi says, I need to know the borders of Eretz Yisrael so I know where I am, wherever I am. Is this part of Eretz Yisrael and it has these mitzvahs? Or if it's not part of Eretz Yisrael and it does not have these mitzvahs? So Rabbi Chanan says, this Rashi is very difficult. Rashi seems to say that the mitzvahs atzuyis ba'aretz are dependent on the borders of Eretz Yisrael. In fact, we find that that's not true. We find that, we said earlier, that Eretz Yisrael only gets Kedusha if it's conquered. If Klal Yisrael gives it Kedusha, it's not automatic. They don't just say because you're automatically inside the borders, therefore there is kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. They have to give it kedusha. If they didn't give a certain area kedusha, it will not have the halachas of Trumas Umaisers. It will not have mitzvah tulis baretz. So it's not at all dependent on the borders of Eretz Yisrael. And even if you'll tell me that I have to know the borders of Eretz Yisrael, because then within these borders I can investigate and see, I'll discover whether this area is kedusha or not, and then I'll know that if I'm not in the borders, I'll know I definitely don't have to investigate. So that's also not true, because the Rambam says that even though Eretz Yisrael is a specific area that we're supposed to conquer, however, the Rambam says that after the entire Eretz Yisrael is conquered, if a Melech Yisrael, if a king, goes out to fight a war against a different country, he has the ability to annex and add that country to Eretz Yisrael, and that country that he wins in a Muhammad in a war will get Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael, and it will become just like Eretz Yisrael, and it will be Chayim and Chumas and Maisers just like Eretz Yisrael. And in fact, there was a period of time where the Psukim say that Dovin HaMelech went and he conquered a certain area north of Eretz Yisrael that was the Gemara called Surya, and this area of Surya Dovin HaMelech conquered, and there's a discussion in the Gemara, does Surya have the same Kedusha min HaTorah just like Eretz Yisrael, and it will be Chayv and Chumas HaMaisers because of this halacha, that because it was conquered by a Melech Yisrael, and that's called a Kibush, and now it gets the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Chanan asks, how could Rashi say that the borders of Eretz Yisrael will define whether I have the mitzvah that's Luis Baritz? It's not at all true. It's possible to be outside the borders and still be Chayv in Chumas HaMaisers and other mitzvah that's Luis Baritz. It's possible to be within the borders and be potter from mitzvah tzluis baretz. So how can Rashi say that the borders are necessary to know the borders in order to be mikayim mitzvah tzluis baretz? Rashi maybe should have said a different halacha. Maybe Rashi could have said the halacha we just mentioned, that you can't conquer areas outside Eretz Yisrael until you finish conquering the areas within Eretz Yisrael. Al kaponim, Rashi is very difficult. Therefore, Rav Chanan suggests that the pshat in Rashi is that Rashi holds that it is not possible to have an area of Eretz Yisrael that is not Kaddish. Taisus himself says during Bayisheni, there were some areas that got Kedusha, some areas they were specifically did not give Kedusha. That was only in Bayisheni, because Bayisheni, the Kedusha was given Alidei Chazaka, like we mentioned from the Rama. However, in Bayis Rishon, where the Kedusha came through Kibush because it was conquered, Rashi will hold that as soon as you conquer part or most of Eretz Yisrael, that automatically gives the entire Eretz Yisrael Kedusha. And now the question becomes, until when? It does not Mekadish the entire world. So Rashi has to tell you that it only gives Kedusha up until the borders and not past it. If you want to give Kedusha past the borders, then you have to give the Kedusha specifically. You have to go to war and fight and actually win that area. But until the border is automatically Kaddish as soon as it's conquered. And in fact, we also find the similar idea. It's brought down in the sefer called Mishnas Yosef, which is a pirish on Mishnayis and Shvi'is. And in that sefer, in the sixth parak, he has a kundrus where he discusses the halachos of the gvulos, the borders of Eretz Yisrael, and he brings this same idea from a sefer called Tfuas Ha'aretz, which was written by Harav Yehoshua Schwartz about 150 years ago, who was a big Talmid Chacham who went to Eretz Yisrael, and he traveled and he published an entire sefer about the gvulos of Eretz Yisrael. And he also says this same similar idea like Rashi, that a kibush on part of Eretz Yisrael gives kedusha automatically to the entire Eretz Yisrael. However, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, in the sefer Madani Aretz and Hilchos Trumas, brings the Rambam and Hilchos Trumas over there in the first parak, and the Rambam will seem to indicate that he disagrees with we could disagree with Rashi, and the Rambam would indicate differently. Why? Because the Rambam quotes a famous Mishnah. The Rambam quotes a Mishnah in Gittin. The Mishnah in Gittin, the first Mishnah, discusses the halachas of when someone has to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechtam, when he brings a get outside Eretz Yisrael. And the Mishnah lists the areas which, for the purposes of that halacha, are considered the borders of Eretz Yisrael. It says from the city of Rechem towards Mizrach. It says from the city of Ashkelon and on down south. And it says from the city of Akkoi, after that, further north, those areas are not considered part of Eretz Yisrael. Now the Gemishna over there is discussing Adin Midirabonon, a halacha that does not apply, that has nothing to do with the mitzvah tzuyas baretz. However, the Rambam quotes these borders, these cities, when he discusses which areas of Eretz Yisrael received Kiddusha during the times of Yehoshua ben Nun. That means the Rambam is discussing the Kibush Rishon. The Rambam is discussing the first Kiddusha, the Kiddusha Rishon of our Gemara. And the Rambam says that the Kiddusha Rishon of our Gemara, the Kiddusha Rishon of Yehoshua, did not encompass the entire Eretz Yisrael. Not the Mashmois of Tosfos. Tosfos seems to say the Kiddusha Rishon did encompass the entire Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam says that the first Kiddusha of Eretz Yisrael, Yehoshua ben Nun's Kiddusha, only went till these specific places, which are well within the borders of Eretz Yisrael, that it says in the Psukim of Parashas Maaseh. So the Rambam says that Yeshua ben Nun only gave Kiddusha until Ashkelon, until Rechem, until Akkad, not past those areas. How could he not get, how could those areas pass and not get Kiddusha? If we understand, like Rashi, that conquering Eretz Yisrael gives automatically Kiddusha to the entire Eretz Yisrael, why doesn't the entire Eretz Yisrael get Kiddusha? It must be, says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam holds that in order to give Kiddusha to Eretz Yisrael, you have to physically be Mekadosh every single area, every single inch of space. Therefore, he says, Yehoshua ben Nun only gave Kiddusha to these areas. He did not give Kiddusha to the other areas. And therefore, even the first time, even the first Kiddusha, they did not receive Kiddusha the first time. Now, generally speaking, this halacha is only applies to Kiddusha Rishonah, does not apply to the Kiddusha Shniyah. And the Kiddusha Shniyah, which is the Kiddusha that we retain even today, that Kiddusha is not dependent on these halachas. However, there is an afkemino la halacha that comes out from this sugya. One of the mitzvahs that tfluyas ba'aretz is the mitzvah of Arla. The first 3 years that someone plants a tree, the first 3 years that after the tree is planted, the halacha is one is not allowed to eat anything that grows the first 3 years. The halacha of Arla is different than other mitzvot tfluyas ba'aretz. Arla applies equally in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. It not only depends on Eretz Yisrael. However, there is one halacha by Arla that only applies in Eretz Yisrael and does not apply in Chutz La'aretz. That is the halacha of a Suffolk Arla. If somebody has a tree and he sees a tree, he has no idea how many years old the tree is. He wants to know if he's allowed to eat the fruit from that tree. So the halacha is that in Eretz Yisrael, that we say it's a Suffolk Deraisa, and Suffolk Deraisa L'chumra, and therefore you're not allowed to eat from any fruit in Eretz Yisrael until you know for certain, or you have a hashkacha that says that the tree where this fruit came from was more than 3 years old. However, in Chutz La'aretz, we don't find such a thing. In Chutz La'aretz, there is no such halacha. In Chutz La'aretz, there's a special dispensation which the Gemara says, halacha l'moshe misinai, that a Suffolk Arla in Chutz La'aretz is mutter. A person is mutter to eat, and therefore, you're allowed to walk into any store anywhere in Chutz La'aretz and pick up a fruit and eat it. You don't have to ask the proprietor and figure out from the supplier how many years old was the tree from where the fruit came from. So we find there's a nafkemina, there's a difference in halacha between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. The Mishnah in Arla says that as soon as Bnei Yisrael stepped foot, as they walked into Eretz Yisrael, they became mechuyev in the mitzvah of Arla. That means the mitzvah of Arla did not depend on when they went and they were physically mikdash the entire Eretz Yisrael and they conquered the entire Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvah of Arla began as soon as they walked into Eretz Yisrael. Says the Mishnah Lamelech, what do I see from here? I see from this Mishnah that when it comes to the halachas of Arla, you do not need the regular kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. There is a area, the fact that it is physically in Eretz Yisrael is enough to be considered Eretz Yisrael for the halachas of Arla, and therefore the Mishnah Lamelech says, even though the Rambam paskins that the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael v'zman hazeh, when it comes to Trumas and Maisers and other things, is only midrabbanon, but when it comes to this halacha of Suffolk Arla, you are mechuyev to be machmir even today in Eretz Yisrael, even according to those opinions that there is no Kiddusha min ha-Torah. However, the Mishnah Lamelech, his halacha is based on this raya from the Mishnah. Now, whether the Mishnah Melech has arrived in this Mishnah will be dependent on the Machlokes HaPoskim that we mentioned earlier. Because if we say that as soon as you conquer and you're Kovish and you're Mekadosh, part of Eretz Yisrael, then the rest of Eretz Yisrael is automatically Kodesh, so then the Mishnah Melech is correct. As soon as they stepped into Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz Yisrael did not become Kodesh. They would have to conquer a great deal of it or most of it in order for Eretz Yisrael to get Kiddusha. So then the Mishnah Melech has a proof that the Halachas of Arla, the specific halachas that apply to Eretz Yisrael, do not depend on Kiddusha. However, if we say like the other Paiskim, like the Rambam, and like as Rav Shlomo Zalman explained, that we say that each and every inch of Eretz Yisrael needs to be conquered individually, and when you conquer it, then that area gets Kedusha. So then there is no proof from this Mishnah. There's no right for the Mishnah, because the Mishnah is discussing when Bnei Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, they found a tree right in front of them, and that tree has Arla. Why does that tree have Arla? Because right now they're sitting on this land, they conquered it. They conquered this land, and this land gets Kedusha. The rest of Eretz Yisrael doesn't have Kedusha, but this land has Kedusha. And then there would be no proof for the Halach of the Mishnah Lamelech, because then we would say the Halach of Arla would only apply to an area that has Kedusha to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore today, where according to the Rambam, there is no Kedusha min HaTorah, the Halach of Safik Arla would not apply in Eretz Yisrael.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.